I know you guys have to leave, but, you know, as we stand here together, it's been an awesome blessing that our Creator God has brought us here. And I'm kind of grieved at my heart in some places because everybody hasn't been able to hear the whole message. By the whole message, I mean step by step, from sermon to sermon, day by day. And I understand that, you know, Mark started out with talking about the children. Teach your children. Teach your children. Well, yeah. What do you think he's doing with us during this time frame? Our Creator God is teaching us. That's what we're here for. Just like any kids, we run off and do our own things, and we don't stay and listen to the messages. We don't understand what he's given us. The blessing, the open door that he's opened to us, and the step-by-step process and where he prepared the meal that we would be here. And if we don't pick it up and we don't eat it, we don't get that nourishment. The second message, trust in God when facing death. We need to trust in God because we're facing death every day. And it becomes more and more prominent as time bears by from the time that creation came upon the earth. Trust God in the time of death. Well, that means that we need to trust Him now when we're living in this time, that we are destined to die the first death. He left that message for us. We need to hear that message. Be confident in the state that we're in. We win. The next message. What did it say? Wait upon the Lord. Don't get ahead of His timing. Wait upon Him. You know, as we face these opportunities, and check, we've got to remember what's going on. What's going on? What are the prophecies that He has given us? What are the opportunities that He's given us? What are the commandments that He's given us? What is the love that He's showing us through the commandments? The fourth speaker. Delight. Diligently. Seek the Lord. The law of God is love and compassion. Every law that we have been given by Him is geared on love. It is not something that is be a penalty. It's something to release us from the bondage of sin and the opportunity that He's afforded us. That's what it's about. The blessing of being able to be here to hear these messages and drink in and let them become part of us and meditate on them. Take them back. They've got to last us for a lifetime, actually. The next one. Listen. Look to our forefathers. Follow their example. Why would we want to do that? Because they made some mistakes, but a lot of them made the right choices. They're human, just like you and I. They were. Believe it or not, they were human. And they obeyed God from the heart. Yes, Abraham taught his children way back when, right? Taught him what? Taught him what? What's he teaching you and I today if we didn't hear the messages? What is it? Good question. The next one, do what God says no matter what. Don't let some man come along and tell you that you don't have to do these things. It's just another message. It's just, you know, I've heard this over the years in my ears from people talking about sermons, and they say, well, you know, it is not that all important. I already got the Word. I read the Word. I study the Word. I don't need the message. Yes, you do. Because that message was prepared for you right now, and you're in a situation where you need that message. Then the last one that we had, attending to mental health through Jesus. Absolutely necessary. That's how you're going to apply all these things. That's how it's going to come in you, and it's going to dwell in you, and it's going to change you and make you something that is like Him instead of walking around like a dead man trying to pursue the things of this world. as closing comment, turn to Psalms 77. Psalm 77. I got to get careful. If you notice, I get worked up. But Psalm 77 is a very interesting psalm, actually. You should probably go through it all. But verse 1, cry unto God with my voice. I cried unto God with my voice. That's what we need to do. We need to hear and seek and understand the messages that God has given us right now in this time of turmoil in this world. The whole world is in turmoil. Did you know that? The whole thing is upside down and backwards because they haven't applied the laws of God. Verse 3, I remember God, and I was in trouble, and I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Yes, you can be overwhelmed, but that's what these messages are for. The meal, the digestion, the whole thing. Yeah, we can miss out on these corn or beans or whatever is on the plate that God has given us spiritually. Yeah, we'll live. But let me tell you, it's going to be at a great cost if you don't eat the whole meal. Because He designed it specifically for you at this time in history in your life. I've seen that so often. I want to go to verse 11. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders He did. How are you going to remember them if somebody isn't reminding you and you're thinking about it through the messages? And I thank God for every man that spoke here. Every man and every person that spoke to somebody personally about a spiritual lesson. Let it sink in, whatever that was. Listen to it. And I thank you for healing us and giving us the choir practor here. He's given us so many different things at this feast site. Friendships that I didn't even have for 40 years. Just in tears when I see these people because I've been praying for them and didn't know how the outcome was. It's interesting. That's the kind of God we serve. Let's read on. I will meditate also on all thy works and talk of all thy doings. That's what we were doing during the feast amongst ourselves. Meditating, talking about God's works, listening to the sermons. Did you hear what he said in that sermon? Yeah, that was a fantastic sermon. You know, I really needed that. I got spiritual energy from that message. And I did from every one of them. Every message that was given, I gained a lot. But I only gained it because I meditated on it and I thought about it and I was here and ate the food that was before me and let it digest and be part of me. Verse 13, thy way, O Lord, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great? A God is our God. The sanctuary, that's through Christ. Through the sanctuary. Why would you not want to be here? Next time we have a holy day, I hope this stirs you to go and hear the sermons and understand that they are prepared for you. They are not just something that's, something to do or to fill in time. No, it's something spiritual nourishment that you need at that particular time in history.